This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. A former reporter at 90.1 WABE is making some news of his own. Josh Leves is now a correspondent with CNN, but the news he's making has to do with his personal life and his employer. He has filed an EEOC complaint, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, because he wants paid paternity leave after the birth of their third child. Josh Leves has hired an attorney. Andrew Kaufman is a partner at Parks, Chesson, and Walbert here in Atlanta. Mr. Kaufman, welcome. Good to have you.
Oh, thanks. It's good to be here.
Explain the basis of this complaint with the EEOC as quickly as you can.
Yeah, we just, in looking at the policies that provide benefits to fathers and mothers, it appears to us, based on what we've seen, that biological fathers are sort of left out in the cold, and so that's why we brought this charge.
So Josh and his wife had a baby. This is their third. He asked for paid paternity leave, about 10 weeks, I believe, under Time Warner's policy, and Time Warner's the parent firm of CNN. And you're saying, okay, mothers get 10 weeks of maternity leave. Why shouldn't fathers? Does it boil down to that?
That's exactly right, yes.
What's been Time Warner's response so far?
Well, Time Warner's response has been maternity leave is different because there is a medical component. There's a period of medical disability associated with the birth of a child that a father does not experience.
And what's the problem with that?
The problem with that is that Time Warner also offers 10 weeks of paid leave to adoptive parents when there is no medical side effect. And I'm sure they have reasons for that as well. But when you look at things on the whole, let's look at just the medical disability part. A biological mother would have to apply for short-term disability to cover the paid 10 weeks. Adoptive parents don't have to do that. They get the 10 weeks, no questions asked. Even if a mother exhausts the 26 weeks of short-term disability, she still is able to get an additional 10 weeks paid at 100% of her salary. If a biological father goes out on medical leave and is required short-term disability, he gets 26 weeks. He does not get an additional 10 weeks paid for a medical issue. So this is not really about medical issues. This is about time to spend with the child as the primary caregiver.
So you're saying it's an equal treatment issue, basically, a discrimination issue.
That's how we see it. It is equal treatment. It's based on an old stereotype that mothers are the caregivers and fathers are not.
Couldn't the argument be made, hey, look, Time Warner is one of the places that has a pretty generous policy for parents. What's wrong with them deciding the limits of it?
Well, there's nothing wrong at all. And I think as a society, we've grown to accommodate adoptions, surrogacy. Their policy even allows the domestic partner to be a primary caregiver and receive this 10-week benefit. The only person or the only group left out of this policy are biological fathers.
Could there be an unintended consequence here in that Time Warner has what everybody acknowledges is a pretty generous policy as it is? Could they and other companies who offer similar policies look at this case and say, oh, okay, if I have to treat everybody equally, instead of offering leave to fathers, I'll just walk back on the leave that I offer to mothers? And wouldn't that be counterproductive to what you're trying to achieve in the first place?
It could happen. I think it's unlikely in sort of an enlightened employer environment we're in today. You know, imagine the backlash from their employees that they would receive. I mean, the whole point is you want to attract talent and you want to retain good people. If you start reducing benefits just to spite one group, I think you'd find yourself losing a lot of good employees.
Yet the benefits, if they're already more generous than other places, if they bring them back to a level of other places, wouldn't they have very little risk of losing talented people because the benefits would then be kind of on a par with everybody else?
Could be, but I'm sure that Time Warner or CNN in this case prides themselves on wanting the very best. So if you want to attract the best, you got to pay the most.
Andrew Kaufman is the attorney for Josh Leves, the CNN correspondent who's filed an EEOC complaint against Time Warner, the parent company of CNN, over paternity leave. Mr. Kaufman's a partner at Parks, Chesson, and Walbert here in Atlanta. Mr. Kaufman, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Dennis.